praise thee, Lord, for thy great plan, that we thy dwelling place may be.
Welcome to Life Study of the Bible, brought to you by Living Stream Ministry. These programs are based on the ministry of Witness Lee and his 21-year-long crowning work, The Life Study of the Bible. We'll include excerpts from his spoken ministry, which focuses on the enjoyment of Christ as the divine life as revealed in the Bible. We hope that through these studies, you'll be brought into a deeper enjoyment of the Scriptures and of our dear and precious Lord Jesus. You can contact us by sending email to radio@lsm.org. or reach us toll-free, 888-LIFE-STUDY. Now, let's join today's program.
2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "So then, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation." So what is the new creation? Galatians concludes with the new creation and with the kind of walk that's associated with this high point of God's eternal plan. So what is the new creation? How can we walk in such a new creation? That is our focus on today's Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program furnished by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Gary Kaiser's joined us for our final program from the Life Study of Galatians. And Gary, the light has been shining pretty bright over this entire life study of Galatians with 44 programs so far. What are your thoughts as we come to the end of this epistle that was one of those that Witness Lee described as being part of a group of four epistles that he called the heart of the divine revelation?
I think that's a very appropriate title, the heart of the divine revelation. These four books, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians, really determine for us what is in the heart of God, the heart of His divine revelation. The book of Ephesians opens to us concerning the church as the body of Christ, opens a great revelation concerning what we have in Christ and what we are in Christ. Philippians opens up the experiential aspect of our enjoyment of Christ, experiencing Christ in a deeper, finer way that is the testimony of the Apostle Paul. Colossians unveils the greatness of Christ as the unique head of the body. So in Ephesians we have the body. In Colossians we have the head. In Philippians, we have the experiential aspect of enjoying this Christ. And then here in Galatians, we have the introductory aspect, the Christ revealed in us, the Christ lived in us, and the Christ formed in us. And in this portion, the points that I'm particularly impacted by, number one, Christ is the center of God's divine economy. The second thing is the Spirit as the reality of Christ dispensed into us and lived out through us. Here we have the walking by the Spirit. We have the Spirit as the reality of our living. We have the Spirit as the one who's dispensing into us. And we have the Spirit as the one to whom we are focusing our full attention as the goal of our walk. The third thing that strikes me is the great struggle between the flesh and the Spirit. The Spirit is here in a marvelous way. The flesh is here in a devious way, a strong way. It's a real battle, and it's often difficult to discern and determine what is the Spirit and what is the flesh. And the fourth and final thing is what we'll hit again today, the new creation, along with the Israel of God. This new creation, Paul says, is what matters.
Gary, for our final program today in Galatians, we come to one of the two great concluding points of this epistle. And these two points are the new creation and the Israel of God. Paul coupled the new creation with the Israel of God in the last few verses of the book. We had a marvelous program recently dealing with the Israel of God, and both of these expressions, they touch a lot more than just the individual walk of the believer, don't they?
That's a very important point that you've just highlighted. Both the new creation and the Israel of God are corporate in nature. The new creation stands opposite to the old creation. The old creation has nothing of God worked into it. The new creation is God mingled with his creatures. What a marvelous revelation this is. And this new creation is the aim and goal of God. It's what he is working on in the universe right now, and specifically in man, his creature on the earth. The second aspect is the Israel of God, which was typified by Jacob, who became Israel in the Old Testament. The reality of this is the composition of all of the believers who are born of God, walk by a rule of the new creation, and execute God's authority as the prince of God and the victor.
Amen. You know, Gary, in the opening segment with Witness Lee today, he's going to come back to the two walks that we've actually talked about in other programs. We've touched this several times in several programs in Galatians. But for our listeners who may not be familiar with that, can you explain briefly again what we mean when we say two walks?
This comes from Galatians chapter 5. Verse 16 speaks of walking by the Spirit and not fulfilling the lust of the flesh. The word walk there in Greek is peripateo. Peripateo indicates a general walk. It's a walk of living this Christian life in the simplicity of what it is. That is, love, joy, peace. The fruit of the Spirit is expressed. It's a living which should be our daily experience. It displays God in a general way. In chapter 5, verse 25, Paul again speaks of walking by the Spirit, but there he uses a different Greek word, stoicheo. And stoicheo indicates a walk which is according to elemental principles. Now, elemental principles doesn't describe adequately what is conveyed by this Greek word. It indicates there is an orderly walk, or a walk according to a goal, a divine purpose, which we adopt as our own. We will walk according to God's divine purpose. It's an orderly walk. It's a walk with this purpose. So here it's a matter of standing for the kingdom today. It can be compared to fighting the good fight of the faith. It's really having a clear vision of what God's purpose is and being joined to that vision. In this way, we pray for his kingdom to come. We pray for his will to be done. We stand one with him, that on this earth, God will be magnified.
Well, thanks, Gary. That's helpful. Now we want to look at how the walk that is talked about, that second one that you just mentioned at the end of chapter 5 and again in chapter 6, relates to the new creation in this first segment with Witness Lee. Let's go to him now.
In Galatians 5:16, it says, walk by the Spirit. So verse 25 says, also that's the walk. But this walk in verse 25 is a different word. It's a word that you cannot find an equivalent in any other language. What is this word? This word is a verbal form of the noun element. In Colossians, you have the word element used, the element of the world. The Jewish religion is just element of the world. And the Greek philosophy is just element of the world. It means the elementary principles. Here, the word work is a verbal form of the Greek word for elementary, for basic rules, basic principles. One version rendered this way, to practice the elementary principles. Since we live by the Spirit, so also let us practice the elementary principles. The same word is used in Acts in chapter 6 and verse 16. And as many as shall walk according to the elementary principles. By this rule, here Paul himself added a phrase. By this rule, the rule to live a new creation. Paul says, it is not to live a circumcision or to live an uncircumcision. It is not to live a life that you have been circumcised or to live a life that you have not been circumcised. In other words, it is not to live a religious life or unreligious life, but to live a new creation, the totality of all the sins of God. The sins of God are the new creation. In the old creation, no nature of God, no life of God has been wrought into the believer. Even, no need to say, the dog, the cat didn't have God, nature, life. Even Adam didn't have. When the human beings began to have divine life and divine nature? When? At the time when we believed in the Lord Jesus, God's divine life and divine nature enter into us to make us, the old creation, a new creation. Paul's concept is this. You do the others, you circumcise yourself, and you circumcise others. Regardless how many times you circumcise yourself, you are still the old creation. Just by cutting yourself, you could not have the life of God. Today, in God's economy, it is not for you to live a circumcised life or to live a non-circumcised life. Today in God's economy is for you to live a new creation.
Well, Gary, as the Apostle Paul brings us up to this high point in his concluding word of the Epistle of Galatians, he connects the new creation and the Israel of God to the second, more specific walk by the Spirit that you talked about earlier. How is this walk directly related to the new creation?
In Galatians 6:16, the word stoicheo is used again. And let me quote that verse. And as many as shall walk by this rule, peace be upon them and mercy, even upon the Israel of God. And according to the context of this portion of the word, when Paul refers to the rule, walk according to this rule, he's referring to the rule of the new creation, which was introduced in the previous verse. So we're talking here in terms of a walk, an orderly walk, according to the new creation. What this means basically is that we need to be walking in a new realm, another sphere. We're not turning over a new leaf. We have become a new creation. We are not trying to improve the old creation. That has been put to death. And I think here it shines some light on Paul's experience that he expressed in chapter 2, verse 20, well-known verse, where he speaks of his being crucified together with Christ, so that now he is living something different. He's living no longer as the old I. He has been crucified with Christ. Now he says, it's no longer I that live. But he goes on to say, the life that I now live, indicating that now he has been mingled with Christ. He is in the new creation. He's living not according to that old thing that has been terminated, but he is now in the new creation, living out another life.
Okay, Gary, in this next segment, we're going to hear Witness Lee, I think, give a very practical example of the old creation and the new creation. I think it's a spiritual term that we get a little bit a glimpse of, but it's a little bit abstract. I think that this segment is going to help. So let's join Witness Lee right now.
Suppose, okay, as an old believer, suppose I love this young brother in this way. I love him just according to my natural life. I just love him. He is so diligent. She is so submissive. He takes care of me in every way. So I love him. You tell me, when I love this young brother in this way, am I a new creation or an old creation? This is the old creation. The old creation loving another old creation. Right? The only difference, he is young, I'm old. I'm an old, old creation, loving a young, old creation. Okay, there's another way for me to love him. What way? I have to condemn myself. Old man, you have to realize you're loving him just because you enjoy his service. This is what? This is natural, this is selfish, this is even fleshly. You have to put your flesh upon the cross. It is in the same chapter, now you understand. Verse 24 says, we all have crucified our flesh. Old man, suppose this young brother is not so submissive, is not so good to you, is not so diligent. Rather, he would offend you. Would you love him? Then, by God's divine element within me, I would love him more. Not by my natural life, but by what? By my regenerated being. Now, I love this young brother, not as an old creation without divine element, but as a new creation, full of the divine element. The first love expresses myself. The second love expresses my Father. The first love is a love of a fallen creature of God. And the second love is a love of God's Son. Today, it is not a matter whether you are religious or non-religious. It is a matter whether you are living a new creation or not. And to live a new creation is to live, to walk, to do things, to have your being all the time in things great and small, full of God's divine element. In whatever you do it not by yourself, but by the regenerated being filled with God's divine element. And this is a new creation.
Well, Gary, we had a very practical example there by Witness Lee of loving someone in the old creation and also in the new creation. This may be unfamiliar territory to a lot of people. In fact, I think a lot of us, anytime we can love somebody, we feel it's a really good thing. So what are we seeing here that's the distinction between loving in the new creation versus loving in the old creation?
Well, Matt, maybe one of the illustrations used in one of the life studies of Galatians will help here. The illustration is that of plain water to which tea is added so that it becomes teified water. The plain water is one thing. The teified water is another thing. And it is because it has been mingled. That is, the tea now is mingled with the water, and the tea water becomes a new element. Our old nature has been crucified with Christ, but there is the created portion, God-created portion, not subjected to the fall, which has been resurrected. That is the plain water. But to that water, has now been added God. So we could say that we have been godified. We have another kind of existence. We are mingled together with God. We have to be very conscious that we are not here doing things for God to gain His approval. We are living in oneness with God, not trying to love, but loving, even unconsciously, loving because His love is operating within us. It is not a matter of our effort. It's a matter of our walk in oneness with God.
Amen, Gary. That's helpful. Now we've come to our final segment in the entire life study of Galatians. It's really right on the same line that we've been talking about today. It may seem a bit redundant, but the topic is so crucial to really getting into the heart of this ministry and the divine revelation that it's worth coming back to again and again. Let's rejoin Witness Lee one more time in the book of Galatians.
We all have some subconscious principles. What are your principles? Number one, always nice. Number two, never lose temper. At least these two. Number one, always to be nice. Never lose temper. Once you lose temper, you will cry for 3 nights. You regret it almost because you broke your basic principle. Ever since I know getting married, they made a secret vow, unconscious and subconscious, that from the first day of your marriage, you would never lose your temper to your husband. You made such a vow. You never told people, but God knows. And this vow becomes the elementary principles. And since the first day of your marriage, you just walk according to this elementary principle. But to take these elementary principles is wrong. What elementary principles should we take? Just to walk according to the new creation. I don't care whether I will lose my temper or I will not lose my temper. I don't care for that. I care for one thing, that I have to live a new creation. I have to live a son of God. I don't practice niceness. I practice sonship. I don't practice submission. I practice a new creation. New creation is my basic principle. The son of God, with the divine life and divine nature, even with God Himself as a process God in me for my enjoyment. I take this as the basic principle. I walk according to this. What a difference. Not to get the help from the Holy Spirit to help you to behave as a good creature of God. No. The Bible doesn't reveal this way. The Bible reveals that God's intention is to make you sons of God. Amen. So in His creation, He prepared this way. He made you in His image, after His likeness. All the time, just make sonship, new creation, a very being uplifted with God's divine nature and filled with God's divine life. To make this as your elementary principle and to walk according to this. Then, day after day, you are growing in the sonship. And one day, you will get mature. Then, we will be there in glory to shine forth our Father.
Gary, this is really focused. What is the basic rule that we as Christians live by? We all have the deeply instilled notion that as Christians, especially, we need to be nice and even tempered and proper people. But talk again about the contrast presented as it concerns the new creation.
I think a key word here may be the word consciously or unconsciously holding our own elemental rules or principles. That's the old creation. To escape that, we really need to change our focus. We need to look away to Jesus. We need to come to the Lord in an opening way, not allowing ourselves to try to reform or improve our behavior, our way. So here we have this matter of the new creation as the base of all of our living. The reality of that new creation is Christ in you. It's the Spirit. So our focus must be on that Spirit within our spirit. Our focus must be day by day, opening our being, thanking Him, praising Him, looking away to Him, allowing Him to penetrate every part of our being, expose everything that needs to be exposed, and replace the law within us, the elemental principles within us, with Christ Himself as the Spirit living now within our spirit.
Well, Gary, we've run out of time. It's been really good to have you with me in the book of Galatians. Thanks for coming in.
It's wonderful to be with you.
And thank you for listening. Our toll-free number, if you'd like to contact us, is 888-LIFE-STUDY. That's 888-543-3788. On behalf of Gary Kaiser, this is Matt Miller. Thanks for joining us once again as we conclude today the life study of Galatians.
Thank you for listening to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, brought to you by Living Stream Ministry. If you'd like to read the works of Witness Lee and Watchman Nee, just visit our website, ministrybooks.org. From there, you'll find over 600 complete titles available to read online, free of charge. Witness Lee's ministry stood squarely on the shoulders of his mentor and co-worker, Watchman Nee, as well as those of countless ministers of the New Testament throughout the ages. The riches contained in his life study of the Bible represent the top, the cream of his 70-plus years of ministry, and range in topic from lessons for new believers to commentary and exposition on passages from every book of the Bible. But they all contain practical and deeper truths about the Christian life. Again, this wonderful online resource is available to you free of charge at ministrybooks.org. If you have questions or comments about this ministry or the program you heard today, email us radio@lsm.org or call us toll-free, 888-LIFE-STUDY. That's 1-888-543-3788. Thanks for listening today.